Australia's Day with Gunners and Ally.
It's Wednesday the 10th of March. The world's greatest shave starts today. Runs until the 14th.
No longer with us, but born on this day, Australian rules footballer and legend, Graham Polyfarmer.
Still alive and kicking, American actor and former world middleweight karate champion and movie star, Chuck Norris. He's 81. What a badass.
Isn't a badass? Badass sounds a bit snooty.
What a badass.
That's better. One half of the duo Jan and Dean. Dean Torrance today is 81.
Tom Schultz, the US guitarist and keyboard player, founding member of the US band Boston, is 74.
US actress Sharon Stone today is 63.
Nina Cherry, the English vocalist and daughter of jazz trumpeter Don Cherry, is 57.
The Earl of Wessex and the youngest member of the royal family, Prince Edward, today is 57.
Former Aussie Iron Man Craig Riddington is 57.
US rapper, singer, producer and composer Timbaland is 50.
This guy. Yeah, that's Robin Thicke. Today, 44.
Carrie Underwood, the US country singer and songwriter, 38.
She's amazing. And Emily Sandé, the Scottish singer-songwriter, is 34.
On this day in 1876, Alexander Graham Bell made his first phone call.
Ring, 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 ring.
Hello?
Watson, come here. I want to see you.
Is that what he said?
Yep. In 1910 in Old California, the first movie made in Hollywood was released.
Apex was established in Australia in 1931.
What's Apex?
It's like a Rotary.
Oh, of course. They do the Christmas puddings.
Yeah, do stuff for the community.
Fabulous. In 1988, sad news for the Bee Gees, Andy Gibb, the Aussie singer, died at the age of 30. He wasn't one of the Bee Gees. He was the younger brother of the other three Bee Gees.
Correct.
Yep.
The Formula One Grand Prix returned to Melbourne on this day in 1996.
Another sad death. In 2010, Corey Haim, the 80s legendary actor, he died at the age of 38. Remember him in Lost Boys with Corey Feldman?
Listen, buddy, if you're looking for the diet frozen yogurt bar, it went out of business last summer.
Actually, I'm looking for a Batman number 14.
That's a very serious book, man.
Ah, the two Coreys.
And finally, Marvin Gaye's family was awarded $7.3 million after a jury voted unanimously that Robin Thicke, whose birthday coincidentally is today...
Oh, that happened on his birthday?
Yeah.
Ouch.
...copied the late Marvin Gaye song Gotta Give It Up in their song Blurred Lines.
Sucked in.
What a birthday present.
And that's on this day for Wednesday the 10th of March, the beginning of the world's greatest shave.